Jesus is risen. And now may the grace and the presence and the peace of our Lord Jesus be with you all now and always. Amen. So here it is. It's us versus them. Us is whoever it is, whichever side it is that I'm on. And us are right and in the right always. And them, they're just wrong and bad and awful. You see, too often, that's the way that we look at the world. We separate people into categories, usually with some kind of value judgment attached. People from various generations can see them as better and others as weaker, or we are stronger and you are nothing. Which football team you prefer, whether that's an American football team or a European football team, that can dictate your life and important decisions. The world just seems to divide itself into teams, clan, pod, groups. And those of us who are in definitely don't like any of those who aren't. It's the Sneetches all over again. But Jesus looks at all of this differently. In our reading from John's Gospel today, Jesus is continuing his teaching of the disciples at their final meal. A reading is at a time when Jesus is praying for the disciples and for us. Jesus prays that the disciples will be one, as he and the Father are one. He looks at all of his friends there, and through them, he looks to all of us and sees that we can be one. Now, is that one, you know, like, we're number one, or is it like, we're just the number one seed? Or is it that you're the World Series champion? No, it's not any of those, because the oneness that Jesus enjoys is a oneness of purpose, of the foundation of behavior. It's a oneness in love. Now, we have heard throughout John's Gospel, and we hear it all over the New Testament as well, that Jesus is the best way for us to see God, for us to see the Father. That is the oneness that Jesus is talking about. What Jesus does is what God does. As Jesus cares, listens, as Jesus loves and teaches, feeds and heals, that's what the Father is doing, and that's what Father Zaire. This oneness that Jesus is talking about isn't about being first or greatest. It's about sharing purpose and the grace, the vision of a world wrapped in God's love, moving towards a future filled with hope and care and peace. This is the oneness that Jesus is praying for all of us. It's not a oneness based on our desires or our actions or anything of ours, because all of that is wrapped in sin. Jesus is praying that we will learn how to live in and with the faith that God gives to all of us. Jesus prays that we will hear, as Jesus commands us to love one another, as Jesus promises the Holy Spirit so that we might understand our neighbors and their needs, and then also that we will hear as Jesus gives us the peace of God that passes understanding, so that we will enter into the world bearing that peace and bringing hope to many around us. This is the oneness Jesus prays for. Not too often when we hear Jesus pray that we might be one, we think that it's as if by being one, we all have to be the same. As followers of Jesus, must we all be alike? Must we be uniform in the way that we worship or act, what we believe, or how it is that we live? Because if that's the case, then right here at St. John's, we're already in trouble. Two different worship services with two different styles of worship. Some of you quilt, others don't. Some are on council, others aren't. If it's uniformity that Jesus is praying for, we're doomed. But Jesus is praying that we will be united, not uniform. As we who have received the love and forgiveness from God through Jesus, Jesus hopes that we will be inspired by that love, empowered by that forgiveness to reach out into the world around us and share that love forgiveness. God understands our weakness, and He sent Jesus to save us. We are called to understand the weakness of and the needs of our neighbors and help as we are able. That's what unites us. God's love poured out onto us. It's how we react. It's not how we react or what we do. In fact, it's the fact that we do for others because Jesus has already done it all for us. We don't live so that we can earn God's attention. We don't behave so that Jesus will finally see us and care about us. We can't earn anything. We are sinners, but God loves us anyway. Jesus then calls us to look at the world around us and see neighbors, to see kin for us to love and care for. He commands us to try and love as He loves us, to use the way that He lives and moves and has His being, to use the way that He is one with the Father to inspire and guide how we treat each other and how we treat the world around us. Jesus is in the Father, and the Father is in Jesus, and from both comes the gracious Holy Spirit. These three are one. And we get to be part of, talk more about that in a couple of weeks. Trinity Sunday is the 21st. No, something like, right? 15th. The amazing part of all of this is that Jesus is praying us right into the middle of that Trinity. Jesus prays that we may be one as He and the Father are one, and that we will all be united in sharing God, the love of God, and building God's kingdom. That we will be united in doing God's will and making God's dream for creation a reality. We get one with Father, Son, Holy Spirit. How are we one with them? We are one at the foot of the cross. We are one at the font and at the altar. We are one by faith, life, and love, all given as gift from that same God. We see God and recognize God and the presence of God most fully on the cross of Jesus, our Savior. There on the cross, we see a God who suffers with us, but also a God that reminds us that all will be well, and all will be well, and all manner of things will be well. By the promise of God, we see the goodness, kindness, generosity, and patience of God right here, the font, and at this altar. As God comes to us in our baptism, we are changed and we are given a new life and a new chance to live as one. When we come to this table, the real presence of Jesus is with us, giving us the gifts of forgiveness of sin, new life, and salvation from temptation and despair. In these moments, we become one with Jesus, one with the Father, one with the Holy Spirit, who in turn gives us all the faith that we need for today. Our unity with God gives us the guidance and inspiration that we need to live as children of God, as followers of Jesus. And it comes all so that we can listen to Jesus and love one another as Jesus loves us all. This is the unity for which Jesus is praying today. This unity is what we get to strive for every day. We get to live a oneness given to us in love, given as a gift that we get to share with all we meet. Why? Because God loves us, and because Jesus is risen. Amen.